Perhaps one of the most energetic and fun forms of art is animation. And joining me in the studio is Mark Neely, the founder and instructor of a program called Floating Shape Animation. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a little background on Floating Shape. What is it that it does? How did you get started?
Well, it probably started when I was a kid. I was always just obsessed with animation, especially the process of it. I think when I realized it was done by humans drawing as opposed to magic, I was just instantly hooked. And so I'm an artist and an educator. I'm a full-time art teacher at a school over in Montgomery, and I've always done my art on the side. I became the full-time art teacher there last year, and some of the students started asking me about animation because they know I'm passionate about it. So I just came up with the idea to start a workshop first at the school. So I started a class, my director approved it, and we just met twice a week. And I thought it was so rewarding for me and to see the kids so excited about it, I decided to turn it into a mobile workshop this summer. So we just kind of launched Floating Shape this past summer, and we've done about 7 to 8 workshops, and it's been really great so far.
What is the age range that you like to teach this workshop to?
I like to say about 7 to 14, which I know is broad, but it's tough to say. We've had teen workshops, and then we've had workshops as young as second or third grade.
And when you say mobile, you go into other schools, or where all can you go?
We've done a lot of library branches. We've done the downtown branch here, Price Hill, which is where I live. And we've done like art galleries like Thunder Sky and Northside. And we do other school visits, after school programs. I'm talking right now to the Price Hill Will program, doing some workshops there with the students and their music education, like animating music videos and things like that. So I'll go about anywhere.
What are some of the skills that students will learn through this workshop?
What I like to stress is that it's not really about your drawing ability or your ability to sculpt with clay. You can make anything. When we make like flip books, which is the beginning activity, all you have to do is draw a little circle and have it bounce when you flip the pages. And it's really great because the kids get to work collaboratively and independently. We do projects with smaller groups where they all work together. They all write certain pieces of the story and then they animate it together. Other students want to do very personal stories that are independent. So I think those two skills are pretty important.
So when working with the clay figures, we're looking at stopgap?
Stop motion.
And what is the process for that for the kids? I know it takes so many frames to get so many minutes. And you hear about animated films taking months to just do, 3 minutes. Well, how does it work for the workshop?
It is very tedious, the process. Typically, it takes about 24 shots, 24 frames to produce 1 second of animation. We use a camera. So for clay, we would normally be shooting the camera vertically. And they do. They shoot it frame by frame. So it's kind of just the classic. You build something and then you just tweak it a little bit, then take more frame shots over and over again. So it is very long and tedious.
And teaches a lot of patience, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Are they amazed at how short the day's work ends up being?
Absolutely. Yeah. They can spend a week on a film and then they play it back and it's 12 seconds long. So they're always surprised.
Working with the kids, have you found that there are common threads of what they like to work on, what sort of subject matters?
Yeah, that's been one of the most eye-opening things with the workshops is that kids, they're telling very personal stories. And I think that animation, just the ability to make something and move it in front of a camera, even more than, say, working on a comic strip or something like that. Being able to move stuff around, they're telling really personal stories. I'll never forget, there was a girl in one of the workshops who made a story called The Bullying Story, and it was a very personal story. I'm guessing it was personal from experience, and I've seen a lot of things like that, and I think it's a really great kind of creative format to tell those types of stories.
Have you noticed any of the kids surprising themselves with what they can do?
Absolutely. When they make their drawings, or if they're using clay for claymation or cutouts, puppets, whatever medium they're using, it does. Because when they're doing the process is one thing, but then when they actually see it play back on the screen, it's always a magical moment.
Now, this is also a workshop that can be taught for people of all abilities and disabilities.
Absolutely.
In fact, you began by teaching some special needs students.
Yes, that is the school that I teach at. It's called Skyward Academy. It's a middle school and high school for special needs students. Most of the children are somewhere on the autism spectrum. And so that's where we started. And it was really great working with them. And it's been a cool format for them to explore as well.
Do you find that there's a lot of similarities between working with your students at the school and working with workshop students outside of the school?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with the subject matters like we talked about, they're all telling very personal stories. And of course, there's also ones who want to make a Godzilla figure tearing down a city too. So you kind of get the best of both worlds there.
Do you find that they have their preferred methods of animation?
Definitely hand-drawn. Kids love to draw, and I understand that because I was always that way. So clay is a big one, too. They love to get their hands dirty and use clay to animate, but a lot of them just want to sit there with their paper and get drawing.
Now, will the children be able to take home a final product from the workshop?
It's a little bit tricky. So typically what happens is if a child expresses to me that they really want to keep a copy of their film, normally what happens is I'll end up emailing the digital file to their parent, something like that. And of course, they get to keep all of the objects. So if they sculpted something or the drawings themselves, they keep.
How long does the workshop take?
It varies. We have done flipbook workshops where it can just be an hour, say at a library, or we've done, say, week-long summer camps where we meet 5 days a week for 3 hours. So everyone varies, and that's kind of the fun of it. Obviously, with longer ones, that's when they get to tackle kind of longer films.
Now, if an organization is interested in having you teach a workshop for them, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
It would be through my website, and there's a tab right at the top that says Floating Shape Workshop. It also links to our YouTube channel, which you can actually see some of the films the kids have made.
And we'll be sure to link the YouTube and website through our website if anyone's interested. Now, do you have any plans on holding independent workshops, say, for people who are not part of an organization that would be able to attend?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely also open to doing private events. You know, I would love to do birthday parties or something like that. So yeah, it's definitely not limited to a venue per se. That just is typically the easiest way to do it.
What are the plans for Floating Shape Workshop in the future?
Well, we were at our busiest over summer, but I would like to hold at least 1 to 2, if not more, workshops a month all throughout the year. So we're kind of in a scheduling transition right now, scheduling for fall and winter. On October 28th, next month, a Saturday, it is International Animation Day. That is an international celebration day for animation that's put together by an organization called ASIFA. And so we are actually going to be celebrating that with a really special workshop. I'm working on the details exactly where right now, but it'll be out there soon.
So I would like to thank this evening's guest, Mark Neely, founder and educator of Floating Shape Workshop. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
For more information on Mark Neely's Floating Shape Workshop and how to bring them to your school or organization, be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.